Today's daf is daf Mem Hei, and we have a very nice sugya, the sugya of Bar Mitzvah. Middle of the Masechta, neither who would imagine. A little change of scenery. We're learning about all the yanim of birth and dam, mei tumi, mei tahara. And here, in the middle of nowhere, the Mishnah says, Bas achas esrei shana v'yamecha. It's all a continuation of the theme of a child that's one day old. When the inyan, a woman gives birth, has a baby, and the baby is ben yamechad, what status a child has when he's one day old, what effect does he have on his mother, and so on and so forth. And then we go other inyanim, other different stages in the person's life. Bas achas esrei shana v'yamechad. Midoreha nivdakin, a woman, a girl who is 11 years and one day. We have something called a mufla samach leish. We know that a boy is bar mitzvah when he's 13, approximately 13 years old. A girl is bas mitzvah when she's approximately 12 years old. But there's a special halacha, Mr. Mistam, there's a special halacha that when a girl is 11 years and one day old, if she makes a neder, she makes a vow, I make a neder that I will not do something, I will do something, or this thing is forbidden, this thing is so on and so forth, there is a question if her vow is halachically valid. And she has to be tested. She has to be brought to a Talmud Chacham, and he has to test her intellect. If she comprehends, she understands what it means to make a vow, the consequences, and what it's all about. I'm not exactly sure what the determining fact, what the criteria are in understanding what vows are about. But if she does pass this examination, then her vows are halachically valid, and she can have an effect on other people. If she declares a certain thing is forbidden, then other people are not allowed to derive benefits, so on and so forth. If she does not fully comprehend the meaning of a vow, of what Nidarma are all about, then her vows are meaningless and they're null and void. Special halacha, it's a gzeres hakasov. This is the only area, as far as I know, where a halacha begins for a person under bar bas mitzvah. A girl once she's 12 years and one day, if she makes a vow, no matter what, there is no examination. It's understood, it's self-understood that it's valid, it's binding. If she is under 11 years old, it's nonsense. It's totally meaningless, regardless of her intellect. She may have a postdoctorate, multiple postdoctorates. It does not make a difference. The vows are invalid. She is under age. If she's 11 years and one day, until 12 years and one day, then we take her to a Talmud Chacham and we test her. If she passes the test, then the vows are valid. If not, not. The same thing for a boy that's 12 years and one day until 13 years and one day, if he makes a vow, he's taken to a Talmud Chacham for an examination, for a test to determine his intellect. If he understands what he's doing, it's valid. If not, not. Under 12 years and one day, nothing. Above 13 years and one day, it is valid no matter what. So that's what the Mishnah says. Bas achas asher gul, who is 11 years old, shana. And the Mishnah is this key word, which that's going to be our topic for today, v'yoy mechad. She's 11 years and one day. Nidoreha, if she makes a vow at this moment in her lifetime. Nivdakin, she is inspected, examined. Bedika, we inspect her. We test her intellect. But, bashtemesre shana v'yoy mechad, once she reaches the age of 12 years and one day, has a bas mitzvah, she becomes bas mitzvah. Nidoreha, so the other word, instead of nivdakim, kayomin, they are kayom. They are valid. What is it? They're good. Ubaidkim, and ubaidkim kol shteim esrei. Kol shteim esrei. And during that entire year, we test her. We keep on testing her. If she makes a vow in the beginning, we test her. She makes a vow when she's 11 years and 6 months. The entire year, she's always subject to a test. Okay. What about a boy? Same thing. Then Shtein Esrei Shanos, the Mishnah puts a girl first. Girls get more credit than boys. They start a little bit younger. Now comes a boy. See, here in the Mishnah's ladies first in this Mishnah. Now we come to boys. Then Shtein Esrei Shanos V'yamecha, a boy that's 12 years in one day. Nidorav Nivdakim, the Nidarma are tested. His intellect is tested. Ben Yod Gimel Shana V'yoyim Echad, Nidorav Kayamin, automatically they're good. Because once a boy is 13 years and one day, he's bar mitzvah. This is one of the few Mishnayos and Shas that talk about a concept of a person who's a bar chiyuva, bar mitzvah, and it's defined with the term Yud Gimel Shana V'yoyim Echad. Okay, here's my question. Here is the question which we're going to discuss. Bring your Raya from the Rashi in the Sechta Arachim, which in Arachim Rashi discusses this Mishnah. He just Mamish talks about this Mishnah and says something which is mind-boggling, which is connected to everything that we do today. Well, not necessarily. We'll see you in a moment. Today, let's make believe a boy is born on the first day. Let's make a day. Let's say the third day of Nisan, 11 o'clock in the morning. Third day of Nisan, 11 o'clock in the morning, a baby boy is born. Mazel tov. Doctors write down on the charts he was born exactly 11 a.m. on the third day of Nisan. When is the boy's bar mitzvah? So we know we have a tradition. The truth is the tradition of 13 years is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's nothing more than that. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Anywhere, the number 13. It's purely halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, a boy is 13 years old, is bar mitzvah. So, based upon all of the principles of the Torah, what would you say? If you would not know anything, you would say that when a boy is 12 years and one day, he's chayav in all the mitzvahs. Why would you say that? Because just like we have a rule, miksas hayoyim kikuloi, with regard to many laws, beginning of a day is a full day, all the various laws of Avelis and so on and so forth, so too, miksas shana keshana. Once you enter into the beginning of the year, you're already 13 years, you're finished. That's it. So I would, if you not know anything otherwise, you have a tradition, Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that a boy who is bar mitzvah is 13 years old, you would assume he becomes bar mitzvah when he enters into his 13th year. He enters into his 13th year when what we call he's 12 years and 1 minute. So that would mean that when it's the evening, the night time, let's say it's Seis HaKachavim for argument's sake at 7 o'clock, make believe at 7 o'clock on Nisan. I don't know the time or whatever it is on Nisan. Make believe 7 o'clock at Nisan. It gets Seis HaKachavim, and he's 12 years on the third. Again, he was born the third day of Nisan at 11 o'clock. So when he becomes 12 years old. Which means he enters into his 13th year, calendar year, on the third day of Nisan, on the third day of Nisan, the night before at 7 o'clock, he becomes bar mitzvah. That's what I would think.
He's 12 years old.
I don't understand. Miksas shana kishana.
I don't understand.
Why not?
Because if you tell me that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, yeah, that it's 13. Then yeah, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is telling me 13. It's not telling me 12 out of.
It doesn't say. Okay, I don't know the.
Otherwise, it would say the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is 12 and a fraction.
I don't know the details to the exact details, but it appears that the tradition is there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai 13 years. All the tradition tells us. It doesn't tell us more than that. We have a right. Chazal have a right on their own to apply the basic principles of halacha to any concept that has been handed down to us.
Starting of the 13th year,
yeah. No, that's what I'm coming to point. That's the point I want to make is that if you would not know otherwise, if you would apply the basic laws, the principles that we have in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah does not anywhere say the number 13. Nowhere, nowhere.
Except
it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What?
Except
where did Pirkei Avos get it from?
I don't know.
Pirkei Avos halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not based on the pasuk. All the Mishnayos, that's the top purpose of the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Mishnah, where in the world did the Mishnah get it from? Oh, there's a pasuk in the Torah, and there's an extra letter, or there's a gzereshav, and there's this and there's that. Everything in the Mishnayos are all based on law, all based on psukim in the Torah. Some are explicit, some are not so explicit. Some need to be interpreted through the Yud Gimel Lido Shah Torah Nidresh, which also is based upon the tradition from Sinai. But there are certain things that, bang, it doesn't say anywhere. There's not even a kot shal yud that is merames on a halacha. The zero, zilch, zippo. How do you know it? This is the pure quintessential halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
You don't need a whole day. That I've seen.
Oh, we're going to come to that one. But let's take it step by step. First thing we have to start off with is all we have is halacha l'moshe m'sinai 13th.
Period. Where is that brought down that it's halacha Moshe B'Sayim?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're saying, Rabbi, I try to respect you saying it, but where is it brought down? Tomorrow, somewhere.
I don't have an answer for you. I don't have an answer for you. Maybe in the Rambam, it could be. I don't have an answer. You got me. You got me. I should have the answer to this. Everything I lose, mostly, it's very hard to appear. Most of the stuff I use secondary source. I don't have the ability to delve into the every primary source. It's very, very difficult. Okay, but you got me. We have to find it. We have to find it. These are very obscure things. But it appears that the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is 13 years. Period. Now, enter the Rabbanan. Enter you, everyone here. We have to take out the Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch, we have a principle called Miksas Hayayim Mikulo, Miksas Shani Mikulo. And therefore, we would think we have a right to say that when the child is 12 years and 1 second, he is now in, has entered his 13th year, that should be sufficient. Or, if you want to be machmir, there's a precedent for this, you have to go at least a month. You can't say by a year, miksas kikulo, unless you enter into a complete month. There is precedent for this. Okay, so let's be machmir. Let's wait until he enters into the third day of Iyar. Okay, it's not going to be sufficient Nisan. We have to go one more month. We'll go into the second month of the year, into Iyar. Okay, no big deal. Fine. But you don't have to wait, bar mitzvah, you don't have to wait to celebrate until the 13th year, right? Along comes the Mefarshim. I don't know exactly who says this. This seems to be brought to me by the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah says a tremendous chiddush. When you're dealing with something that depends upon intellect, seichel, then you have to go. You got to go all the way. Unbelievable. When it comes to the laws of avelos, laws of halacha, halachic laws, niksas hayoyim kekulai, niksas shana kekula. But why, what's the lumness when the Torah requires the boy to wait until he's 13 years old to be chayv in mitzvahs? Because when he's 13 years old, his mind develops, his mind matures. He now understands that he is responsible to observe the mitzvahs. You're dealing with responsibility. You're not dealing with practical halacha. And when you're dealing with laws of responsibility, it's logical. The full maturity does not go and take this is not until the very end. That's a svara. Nixas hayom kekulo is we dealing with halachic laws. Person has to observe certain laws for 7 days. No, I did it already for 6, and now a little bit. So I'm yaitza. I did nixas kekulo. But here the Torah says he's not mature. He's not a bardas. He's not a bar chiyuva until he matures. And what's maturity? 13 years. Who gives you a right to say, oh, once you're ready, one day you're ready, fully mature? Torah says 13, the halacha is 13. It means a complete 13 years. Yeah.
Would the same logic apply to physical maturity, where halacha, let's say for a girl, you have physical maturity matters in halacha?
L'chayri, you have 13, you have to go all the way. When you're dealing with maturity, yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Mental and physical maturity is all the way. You got to wait all the way. In halacha, practical halacha, then you can stop short.
What about subjectivity of intellectual maturity?
So loiplok, you can't.
Every
person develops more and more over time. When you're dealing with maturity, you got to go the most you can get out of it. You can squeeze out of it. So the older a person gets, the more mature they are. Supposedly, so you have to go. You got to go to the extreme. Okay, therefore, based on that, where do we get this from? That's why it says the yoyim echad. Yoyim echad means don't make. That's why the Mishnah here says when it comes to maturity, 13 years. What's this strange expression? The yoyim echad, 13 years and one day. The reason why it says in the Mishnah one day is to remind you: don't be cheap. Don't suggest 13 means 12 years in one day or 12 years in one month. V'yoyim echad, make sure you tip the scale, you go all the way, you go all the way into the 13th year, which really means he's entering the 14th year of his life. 13 complete years. Okay, that's why it says v'yoyim echad. Tip the scale, go all the way to the next year. Pass into the beginning of the 14th year. Okay, now, next question. Okay, very nice. Very nice. You can't say mixes hayam bekulo. Everyone, there's no one that disagrees with this principle. You can't say, but in the Dharma we do. Obviously, by the Dharma, mufla samach lo ish. There we already test the intellect, mixes. Let's go back to our example.
But that's exactly contradictory to what you just said.
That's a gezeiras hakasef, because there is a gezeiras hakasef.
If it's intellectual,
there it's a gezeiras, a special pasuk ish. There's an extra word in the Torah which allows us, in the case of nedarim, to apply that principle, but not when it comes to all of the chiyuvim. Only by nedarim. That is the only exception. And I don't know if that proves the point. That's why, since we do find such a concept where the Torah is giving us allowance to go a little bit early, because it's already part of the 13th year, but when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, then that you have to go all the way to the end, to Yom Echad, tip the scale, into the 14th year. Now, next. The boy was born at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Third day of Nisan. So when is the Bar Mitzvah? Well, you need a complete third. That's what we just finished saying. So he should not be Bar Mitzvah until 11 o'clock on the third day of Nisan. That means when he puts on tefillin at 7 o'clock in the morning on the third day of Nisan, he wasn't yet a Bar Mitzvah. What?
Wouldn't you have to add a day as well?
Why you have to add a day?
No, you don't. Right, I got it.
This is the 14th.
There's one thing. It's like you talk about a birthday. The second day of Nisan is the last day. Is the last day of his 13th year. When does he enter into the 14th year? He enters voting at night. But if you want to say that we need me'es le'es within the 24 hours, l'chor, we should wait all the way until. But we're not saying, we're rejecting the principle of mixas, because if we would apply mixas, we should apply, go knock off 11 months, or knock off 364 days. We're not applying mixas. Once we're not applying mixas, so why then are we so generous to say that when he enters in, when it becomes 7 o'clock at night, on the third day of Nisan, he's Bar Mitzvah? If we're not going to say mixas, so let's require him, let's wait, and since he was born at 11 o'clock, we should wait until until 11 o'clock on the third day of Nisan, of the beginning of his 14th year, to say that he's now full exact 13 years. And yet, why don't we do that? So, all the poskim can say, you know, the Mishnah Berurah, a long, long list. It's such a long list, you can't even put on one piece of paper. All the poskim that said that even though he was born on the third day of Nisan at 11 o'clock, he's Bar Mitzvah when, at night. He's Bar Mitzvah at 7 o'clock the night before on the third day of Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion. What happens if it happens to be Shabbos? Happens to be Friday night, and you're diving in early Ma'ariv. You're meaning early Shabbos. Can the boy dive in Ma'ariv 5 o'clock? He's Bar Mitzvah. He's not halachli until 7 o'clock. Tois for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can't do that. Tois for Shabbos is not good enough to make him Bar Mitzvah prematurely. You have to wait until at least 7 o'clock. But you don't have to wait until 11 o'clock the next morning. Why not? Nafkamin ala halacha. Big nafkamin ala halacha. He puts on tefillin. Like we pass, and you have to put on tefillin every single day. Let's say Kriya Shema. Let's say there's not Lu Yitzuyu, the Gizvan Kriya Shema is 11:30. Just make believe. It's 11:30. It's not Kriya Shema. And he said Kriya Shema 7 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't a Kriya Shema. He was not a Bar Chiyuva. Now it's 11 o'clock. He becomes a Bar Chiyuva. So he has to put on tefillin again, and he has to recite Kriya Shema again. He has to, because he first becomes a Bar Chiyuva. Yeah, we don't say this. Or do we say this? So let's look at a Gemara in Sechta Arochin on Daf Yud Ches on the base. It says in Sechta Arochin, Tanya, no ton abadon shon hamura bekadoshim shon hamura bebat yechom shtei shon shbeste asachuz shtei shon shbev ivri vechein vechein shebeben veshebebas kulon. It's not enough a year. The Gemara is explicit. Me'eis le'eis. You need to complete the year to the dot, to the minute, to the rega. 24 hours, me'eis le'eis, because a lot of these things it says shana tamima. When the Torah says the word tamima, it means you got to go all the way to the exact moment. Then the Gemara goes through a discussion. Then the Gemara says, by the way, you mentioned the past thing, v'shebeben v'shebebas. The shana that's said by a ben and a bas, what exactly are you referring to? Kula me'eis le'eis l'may hilchasa. What are you referring to? That it has to be to 24 hours on the dot. So the Gemara presents two opinions. I'm going to have Gidl Amarav Arochin. We know that every stage of 30 days old, 5 years old, 20 years old, 60 years old, boy, girl, gender, the value of a person, the erich value of a person changes throughout their life, depending on age and gender. So when does the change is not based fasting in Gemara? Your Erech, make a birthday party, a 60th birthday party, you better make sure that it's not just calendar date. It has to be the exact time when you're born in order for the Erech to change. Rabbi Yossi Omer, second answer, here's what I'm coming to. Lepirkin di Yoytse Doifen. For the Perek of Yoytse Doifen. What in the world is the Perek of Yoytse Doifen? Today's daf is daf mem hey. On the top of the page it says Nida, on the left. In the middle it says Perek Hamishi. And on the right it says Yoytse Doifen. Perek Yoytse Doifen. Our Gemara. What's in Perek Yoytse Doifen? There are many things in Perek Yoytse Doifen. One of the things mentioned is Nidorim. When you become Bar Mitzvah. 13 years in one day for Nidorim. 12 years in one day to test. 13 years in one day, you bar mitzvah. It's 13 years in one day, you go into full fledged. Leperek di yoytse doifen. So, what does this mean? Let me read Rashi. This Rashi, everyone is very busy with this Rashi. There are people that actually follow this lahalacha. Not like most of us, not like the Mishnah Berurah, certain groups. Vishabibem, Vishabibas. Let me find the Rashi over here. Hamuras, the ace la ace. Wait, let me find the Rashi over here. Shnei Tavuos. Lepirkin, here it is. Lepirkin, Diyotse Doifen, Mesechta Nida, Daf Mem, He Amid Beis. Right, that's today's Daf. Ben, Yud Beis, Shana Nidarov, Nivdokin. If you're only 12 years in one day, you got to test him. Ben, Yud Gimel, Nidarov, Kayamin. Bas, Achas, Esher Gur. Rashi changes the order. Rashi puts the men first, not the women first. Bas, Achas, Esher Nidareho, Nivdokin, Bas, V'chein harbe shonos ben ubas shaninu sham. All of the laws of ben and bas that we've learned there, which includes, of course, the laws of bar mitzvah. V'ka'amar hocha, here in mitzechta aroch and daf yod ches amibes. Dikulhu, with regard to all of these laws, me'es le'es shenoldu. You need to go 24 hours. Rashi appears to clearly paskin that when it comes to the law of a bar mitzvah, you're not bar mitzvah until you reach the exact moment you were born on your birthday. And when it says in the Mishnah, mi v'yoy mechad, you really have to add, v'yoy mechad me'es le'es. You have to add not just the day itself, but you have to add until the exact moment of time. And therefore, nafka mina, if you're bar mitzvah, like we said, you got to put on tefillin again. Now, when it comes to tefillin, there are leniencies because tefillin is a whole question. If you mamish mechuyit on tefillin every single day, there's a whole discussion about that. But the Moedim Muzmana brings down a story that there was a person, he knows of a very great Talmud Chacham. It's very funny. The boy was born 3 o'clock in the morning. He remembers when he was born, he took his wife to the hospital in the middle of the night. And the boy was bar mitzvah, so the boy was bar mitzvah 6 o'clock at night, right? Davin Marif. He said Kriyashma. The father woke up his bar mitzvah boy 3:30 in the morning and told him, repeat Kriyashma. The Kriyashma you said at 7 o'clock at night, you would not get bar mitzvah according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you're not bar mitzvah until you reach me'es le'es. And Kriyashma, there's a lot of beautiful Torah. It's the first mitzvah. You ever go to a bar mitzvah, pshetel. Kriyashma is the first mitzvah that a child, that a bar mitzvah boy has. So the father felt the first mitzvah he should do the right way. And being that he was bar mitzvah, he was born at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Zman Kriyashma, you can say Kriyashma Mikra did all the way until Alois HaShachar, and when the Kriyashma that he said was at 7 o'clock, even though the Mishnah Berurah says he's bar mitzvah, but he's not really bar mitzvah according to Rashi, the Mela, he woke him up after 3 o'clock in the morning, now you're bar mitzvah according to Rashi, so now you have a chiv deraisa to recite Kriyashma. The Kriyashma he said at 7 o'clock was not a Kriyashma, because you weren't yet bar mitzvah. Fascinating halacha, and you should know that there are people that are paskin. There are poskim that paskin like this Rashi, not like what is accepted among most of us that you don't have to have it the ace la ace. It only needs to be to the calendar day. So this is a fascinating machlekes halachah l'maisa. When exactly is a bar mitzvah boy paskin? The number of poskim that say you begin at night, you do not need the ace la ace, is so long. I told you, you can't even fit it on one piece of paper. But there are yichidim which are very makbid. You have to go me'es les. And now let me tell you the ultimate chiddush. The ultimate chiddush is this: I do not believe anyone is noig mamish lahalacha. But there are, I think, in Babov they know what I'm about to tell you, if I'm not mistaken. Different segments of Babov is when it says here me'es les, it means he not bar mitzvah until the end of me'es les, which means that if a person was born 11 o'clock in the morning, he's not bar mitzvah until the following evening, 7 o'clock. Because since me'ikir hadin, you need me'es le'es. And not everyone is so clever to record the exact moment when you're born. So it can very well be that a person was really born 5 minutes before sunset. So therefore, Chazan, that person is not bar mitzvah until the last 5 minutes of the day, because really it's like Rashi needing the ace l'ace. So Chazan realized not everyone knows exactly when they're born, when everyone knows where they're born. So if you don't know when you're born, so loy plug, you're not bar mitzvah until 13 years and the end of a complete day. You got to wait until the next day. Loi plug, even though Taka, you may have been born early in the morning, and now by 12 o'clock you're for sure bar mitzvah, loi plug. So you have to be concerned for those people that were born at the end of the day. Now, that's a dangerous halacha. The reason why that's a very dangerous halacha is because it can result in a very great leniency. A person can say, listen, I'm not bar mitzvah until the following day. And that's only a chumra, because you don't really know not everyone remembers the ace lace. I also, today's my last, I'm a free bird today. Yes. Today I don't have to wear a tefillin, today I don't have to daven ma'ariv, I don't have to daven kriya shema. It's a dangerous halacha.
Yom Kippur,
I don't have to fast today, right? I don't have to fast today. I was born, what?
In other words, if it is 13th day.
Exactly, so when is he chayev? You're in the middle, exactly. It's very complicated. So it's a chumra de osi lide kula. So not everyone is so, because it appears that even those that pass in a full day, it's not because they pass in a full day mikir hadin, the machmir. It's a chumra, because since not everyone knows exactly when they were born, we loy plug, let's wait until the end of the day, so those people that were born at the end of the day, they will not come and be nichshel and do things for the tzibur and minat Torah, which do not apply to them until the day is over. So for everyone, will do the same. But that's not such a great idea, because people may come and say, oh, I'm a chayv, I'm one more day, I'm a free bird, man. But I've heard that there are places, I know someone told me where he went, the whole family came to get his aliyah for his bar mitzvah, you know, the grandparents, they came to a certain place, and it was Bo Bayom, there was Kriya Satorah on that day, it was bar mitzvah, let's say he was born, it was the third day of Nisan, it was a Monday, the whole family came to the Kehila, and they said to him, when were you born? I was born on the third day of Nisan. So he said, but you know, the minhag over here is, we have a minhag here, that we wait 13 years and one complete day, which means you're not bar mitzvah until the end of the day, which means you're not halacha bar mitzvah in the custom in this community. Everyone agrees it's only a custom. It's not nikra din until the fourth day of Nisan. So we're sorry, we can't give you an aliyah. So
you can eat the food.
You take the pictures, we'll
eat
the food.
Leave
the food, take the pictures, but you can't get the aliyah. You'll have to come back on Thursday for the aliyah. So bottom line is, three different translations for the word v'yoyim echad. Either it means the beginning of the day, and the only reason why it says v'yoyim echad is to reject the principle of miksas hayoyim kekuloi or miksas shana kekuloi. Or when it says v'yoyim echad, it means you have to supplement, you have to append to v'yoyim echad and the eis leis. And Rashi explicitly says this in Masechta Arachin, and it would appear that Rashi's bar mitzvah, Rashi, he didn't have sons, Rashi. Rashi had daughters, right? Rashi had grandchildren. Rabbeinu Tam. When was Rabbeinu Tam's bar mitzvah? Some astana, the Zaydis said, you're not bar mitzvah until 11 o'clock. So, Yoy Mecha means me'es le'es, unless Rabbeinu Tam was choyluk on Rashi.
His father was.
Listen, they're wearing different tefillin, right? Rashi, bar mitzvah. I'm wearing Rashi. Which tefillin? That's the old age question. Which tefillin was the Rabbeinu Tam? So, it's Pasha, the Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi's tefillin. That's Pasha. Right. Everyone, that's Pasha. Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi's tefillin. But, okay, it's just a joke. And the third opinion is you got to wait until the next day. The next day, Yoyim Echad means the end of the day as a chum, not a nikar hadin. A chum or loy plug, because those that get confused are recording the exact moment of birth.
But you can count the kid as a part of the minyan. Even those are all the minyan, but you have to wait. Slaves.
No, if you hold
so
that he's not bar mitzvah.
Wasn't to the minyan.
No, nothing. It's
a bracha.
You're not that right. He's not bar mitzvah. He's not bar mitzvah. Three different approaches. And these three, you should know, they're nohok. Just ask around different communities. Among us, among you know, if you stay within the Dalai Lama's of Flapash, you're not going to necessarily go a little bit into other communities, you'll be surprised. The minig is to say Bosh HaVetrani after he gets his aliyah. That's aliyah. The machlok is to make a bracha. You make a bracha, you discuss it on the minhagim.